This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katerina Sestarek. The Missouri Department of Agriculture is proposing a rule change that would allow more ethanol to be blended into gasoline sold in the Show Me State. Marshall Griffin has details.
The proposal would allow for the sale of E15 in Missouri, which would be marketed to both regular and flex fuel automobiles. Christy Moore with the Illinois-based Renewable Fuels Association told a group of Missouri lawmakers that federal law requires E15 pumps to be properly labeled with guidelines on which autos can use it.
There have been zero reports of misfueling, engine damage, or liability claims against retailers offering E15. And with a zero claim history, the label has been proven effective.
Opponents disagree, saying the rule change could lead to confusion and result in an increase in damaged engines and voided warranties. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A joint Missouri House and Senate committee is considering whether to block the proposed rule change. National Head Start Association officials say a donation of up to $10 million from two Houston philanthropists will keep Head Start programs in Missouri and several other states running during the federal government shutdown. NHSA officials said in a release that Laura and John Arnold's donation will help serve more than 7,000 at-risk children while the government shutdown continues. Programs in Missouri, Georgia, Alabama, Connecticut, Florida, and South Carolina were closed at the end of the first week of the shutdown. NHSA officials say the programs have been allocated federal funding, but administrators are blocked from accessing the money because of the stalemate in Washington. National Head Start Association Executive Director Yasmina Vinci called the Arnold's donation selfless, but urged elected officials to find a permanent fiscal solution to protect the program, which she says helps more than 27 million of America's poorest children prepare for kindergarten. The majority of Fort Leonard Wood's furloughed Department of Defense and Department of Army civilian employees were recalled to work yesterday under the Pay Our Military Act. Public Affairs Director Tiffany Wood says the directive came from federal government.
The recall was directed by the Department of Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, and we followed guidance from our higher headquarters, and the majority of Fort Leonard Wood's furloughed Department of Defense and Department of Army civilian employees are being called back to work today.
Wood also says some of Fort Leonard Wood's offices had to curtail their operations or close altogether while the employees were furloughed.
Oktoberfest was postponed, and then our Fire Prevention Safety Week open house, it was canceled. All the other events we'd have to take on a case-by-case basis.
It is currently unknown if Fort Leonard Wood's 3,600 civilian employees will receive back pay, as that is decided by Congress, though Hagel is urging Congress to pass legislation to retroactively compensate all furloughed employees. St. Mary's Health Center in Jefferson City is working to be a Show Me 5 certified hospital. Show Me 5 is a new initiative by the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services to encourage new mothers to breastfeed after delivery. Ryan Hobart is a spokesperson for the department. He says research showing the health benefits to both moms and babies drove the development of the initiative.
It is a new initiative, and it's something we're trying to get hospitals who want to be a part of it involved in, because obviously it helps promote breastfeeding amongst mothers with newborn babies, and also if they start these practices early, right after the baby is born, they're much more likely to continue them after they leave the hospital.
St. Mary's administrators are working towards certification by early next year. Hannibal Regional Hospital is currently the only hospital that meets the 5 standards in Missouri. If Missouri goes through with using a common anesthetic in 2 executions later this year, it could have a very real impact on hospitals throughout the U.S., And as Chris McDaniel reports, Governor Jay Nixon said yesterday the state will be moving forward with the executions.
The European Union says they'll consider possible export limits of the anesthetic propofol if Missouri uses the drug in executions scheduled for this month and next. The U.S. gets the vast majority of the common anesthetic from the EU. The American Civil Liberties Union has also filed a few lawsuits to try to stop the executions. Speaking to reporters in St. Louis, Nixon said the matter will be up to the courts.
We are very cognizant of the attention this is drawing and the potential challenges that are out there, but are resolute that the issues should be ones that are played out in a court of law so that the consistency of this significant responsibility will maintain.
The first of the two individuals is scheduled to be executed on the 23rd of this month. I'm Chris McDaniel.
A Kansas City businessman who pleaded guilty more than 3 years ago to providing financial support to Al-Qaeda has been sentenced to 14 years in prison. Khalid Uzani was sentenced in a Kansas City federal court Monday. The 35-year-old had faced up to 65 years in prison for bank fraud, money laundering, and conspiracy to support a terrorist group. In his plea bargain, Uzani admitted making false claims to borrow money for a used auto parts business and wiring the proceeds to a bank in Dubai. That money was used to buy an apartment that later sold for a $17,000 profit, which was given to Al-Qaeda. Usani also admitted sending the terror group $6,500 from the sale of his business. Prosecutors say Usani swore an oath of allegiance to al-Qaeda. Missouri lawmakers are mulling over a proposed rule change that would allow more ethanol to be blended into gasoline sold in the Show Me State. The Missouri Department of Agriculture wants to allow fuel containing 15% of ethanol, or E15, to be sold at gas stations in Missouri. Current law only allows E10 to be marketed to all vehicle owners, while higher blends, such as E85, are marketed only for flex fuel autos. Ron Leone of the Missouri Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association opposes the proposed rule change.
What this does is, by rule and by bureaucratic fiat, it's magically transforming non-flex fuel vehicles into flex fuel vehicles by simply saying the non-flex fuel vehicles can now burn E15. That causes great confusion for the consumer. It has the potential to damage their engines and void their warranties.
The Environmental Protection Agency has approved E15 use in most passenger vehicles dating back to model year 2001 under certain conditions. Supporters say properly labeled E15 pumps have been effective at preventing misfuels and engine damage. The Joint Legislative Committee on Administrative Rules is expected to decide by tomorrow whether to block the proposed rule change. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.